Words that are heralded throughout the Christian world on this Easter Sunday morning. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Now, of course, I'm quoting from John chapter 11 and verse 25. I am the resurrection and the life, the Lord Jesus told Martha and Mary. They were standing at the tomb of Lazarus. Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. And he said, that is, Jesus said, he shall live. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. I am the resurrection and the life. The question is, when? Well, we look at Revelation 20, verse 6. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection, on such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Now, who are they talking about? Israel, of course. Israel in the millennial kingdom. They shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with Christ 1,000 years. Believe it or not, this helps us to understand John 3:16, which we take so often to be the so-called gospel in a nutshell. But let's read the verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. I'm pointing out two things in this passage. Whosoever believeth in me, he said, in me. He didn't say on me, he said in me. And what were they to believe? That this Jesus of Nazareth was the Son of God, the Messiah. In John 12, verse 36, while ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. Believe in the light. They were to believe that this Jesus was the Son of God, and in being the Son of God, he was God. The Jews saw through that, the Pharisees who came to Jesus. You make yourself the Son of God, you're making yourself equal with God. Well, that was true. He was God in the flesh. In Mark 16:16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Now I ask, believe what? Put yourself in that situation with the 12 disciples in Mark 16. What were they to believe? That this Jesus they were talking to, and who was talking to them, was the Messiah, the Son of God. And these words of Thomas. Doubting Thomas? Well, doubting up until this point, when he met, finally, the resurrected Lord. He said in John 20, verse 29, my Lord and my God. Therein lies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. And lest I be accused of being repetitive, that word and, K-I, in the Greek, puts the two together. My Lord, who is my God? Or you could say, my Lord, even my God. He was talking to God, and he admitted it. The deity of Christ. Going back to John 11 and our passage with Mary and Martha, in verse 27, she said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Son of God, which should come into the world. I believe in you, that you are who you claim to be, the Son of God. God manifest in the flesh, a fulfillment of prophecy. I always go back to that, don't I? The fulfillment of prophecy. John chapter 5, verse 39. The words of Jesus himself. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. They are they which testify of me, In the Old Testament, the scriptures spoke of Jesus Christ. And that supports what we've always said. The central figure in the Bible is Christ, and the central theme is salvation. But of course, we have to understand this dispensationally. Now, so far, we've been talking about Jesus on earth as the Son of God and as the Son of Man, of course, and he came to fulfill prophecy. He said that of himself. These are they which testify of me. But now, under grace. Remember I asked the question, the resurrection and the life, but when? Under grace, it's not future. Up until this point, we've given you scripture verses from the Gospels and a bit of Revelation to show that the resurrection is future for the kingdom. But now, well, let's look at Ephesians chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. Even when we were dead in trespasses and sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Did you get that? We are now, as I speak on this Easter Sunday morning, we are now raised with Christ. How can that be? Well, a couple of verses from Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. The Holy Spirit baptism is the focal point of this passage. And so we read, "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." We are raised with him. Isn't that what we read back in Ephesians? "And hath raised us up together and made us sit together." It's past tense, isn't it? The verses we quoted from the Gospels was future. "Shall have everlasting life." It's a promise for the future, but not for us. That was for Israel. John 3:16 is for Israel. But now we have it for the body of Christ. We are raised with him. Colossians says, by the operation of God, by his grace, by his Holy Spirit identifying us with and in Christ. Now we are to believe. I'm going to change a word. Up until this point in the Gospels, we've had the word "in." He that believeth in me will have everlasting life. But now let's look at, for example, Acts 16:31, a very popular verse, and we often quote it in evangelistic meetings. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. What's the word? On. Does it make a difference? It's a little word, probably doesn't make any difference at all. Oh, yes, it does. It's a preposition that is mightily important. To believe on him is to believe in his work, not just his person, not just the fact that he was a Son of God, and of course he was and is, and always will be. But now we have believing on him, his death, his burial, his resurrection. Well, we have quoted Romans 6, 3 and 4. How about 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4? "I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and was buried, and rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." Paul said, "I received of the Lord." This is a revelation of the mystery. "The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men." not will, hath appeared to all men. It's a past tense. It's been done, and it's a perfect tense. It is being done, and being perfect, it always will be done. We are in him, and nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. In 2 Timothy 1, 9 and 10, who hath saved us, past tense, notice that Paul always speaks in the past tense, who hath saved us and called us, that's again past tense, with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose, according to his own grace, which is given us. Is, it's been done. It's not future. He didn't say shall be given us. No, it is given us in Christ before the world began. Oh, what a marvelous thought, this mystery which was made known to and through the Apostle Paul. But the verse goes on, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life. Past tense. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. No, now under grace, and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. What gospel? The gospel of the grace of God. The gospel which is made known through the revelation of the mystery. The gospel which the Apostle Paul proclaimed and preached and heralded and even wrote in Scripture for us, for our learning, for our edification, for our way of life. And when I say way of life, no wonder we can now say, and only in Paul, only in grace, only in this gospel of the grace of God can we say this, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. We are. Do you get the tense? Not will be, not like Jesus told when he was on earth, shall have eternal life. We do have eternal life. Indeed, Romans 8:37 is a powerfully true, accurate verse. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Past tense. With present result, today you and I as Christians are more than conquerors. He has brought life. He has brought immortality to light through his gospel, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of grace. So when you say, I am the resurrection and the life, when? Is it going to be future in the kingdom when they are raised? Or is it now when, as Christians, we have been baptized into his death, burial, and praise God, his resurrection? He is raised, and because I am in Christ, I am raised. Can I say the same thing for you? If you are in Christ, you are raised with him by the operation of God, so that you and I are to walk in newness of life. Now, and only by grace, can we understand this phenomena. Oh, the resurrection is so important because we, as Christians, are raised with him. What's that verse I read earlier? Ephesians 2, 5 and 6. Even when we were dead in trespass and sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. We're alive. We're raised. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. How? The Holy Spirit baptized us into Him. We are identified with Him. Praise God for His unspeakable gift.